Okay. Would you ever say that any other way besides aunt? Would you ever say aunt so and so? Aunt. Okay. Well, would you use this for different people, or would you? I mean, would you call certain people aunt somebody and certain people aunt somebody?
Well, I imagine it could be like that. I'm like, if. Let me see now. Like if my brother married, you know, a lady, I would believe it would be different like that. It would, like Dorothy May, that my daughter and said that's her aunt and her man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Don't you think it would be like that? Or?
I don't know. I always say it the same way. You know, instead of saying aunt sometimes and aunt sometimes, I always say aunt. So well, there's no difference to me.
That's what I always want much different.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
a nest.
Okay. And you'd say one nest or two?
It would be a one nest.
Yeah, but if you were going to use that word, if you were talking about two of them, you'd say they're two.
I'd say birds is building some nests.
Okay. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
In the summertime, an insect that bothers you, that stings and draws blood, is a... What kind of insect?
A leech? No, leech don't sting. He just sticks to
you. Yeah, well, this is just a little thing that you hear. Mm-hmm.
Mosquito? Mosquito.
Let's see now. I might look up in the sky and say there's not a single
cloud anywhere.
This building is your
home.
Yeah, and what's the word for the building?
House.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that.
That's right. Either I'm going out there and kill it.
Yeah, but what would you call it if you didn't know what it was? Would you ever use the word vomit?
Vomit, yeah, some vomit or another at my chickens, say that.
Okay. Well, now, what kind of animal might it be?
Sometime owl gets after me.
Okay.
Weasel. Snake. Them three things.
Have you ever heard people call a vomit?
Call a vomit?
Yeah, have you ever heard one person call another one a vomit?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows to be sometimes about that long? And when you cook it, it turns kind of pink and it curls up like that?
Fish? No.
It's a kind of fish, sort of. You can buy these frozen in the grocery stores, and they're little sort of pinky-orange things.
Swamps.
Would you say it again, please?
Swamps.
Okay.
Swamps.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
draw.
And what's another way to say draw?
Draw.
Yeah, what's another way to say that? It sounds sort of like the answer you gave me before.
Swanker.
Okay. Now, what am I doing right now?
Painting the walls there, though.
Okay. A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is a... If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a...
Under a shed.
Yeah, and what's another... What's a kind of shelter...
Car porch.
Yeah, but then there's another word that's particularly for cars. Well, a car porch is too, but, a lot of cars could be parked in one of these.
Car lot.
Yeah, but this has a shelter over it.